culminating logic, and I'm, when I see that I'm running low on time, I start speeding up, and I'm gonna have to apologize because I am not giving Mr. Lowe his due these days. I tend to want to when I see an initiative that's being launched, not hearing others take it on, you know, I feel like it really, really requires giving it attention, keeping our focus on it for a minute. So I apologize if I don't get to Mr. Lowe today. We'll see. Culminating logic. What's the strategy? I mean, see, these are conversations I really, really, really want to hear. You know, I want to hear the back and forth. I need it. I need it. We all need it to develop our thought. Please get in touch if you are convening a, and if you're not one of them, I mean, one day I would love to share with you the stories of the false people who have gotten in touch with me. But that's a distraction we can't take the time for right now. So what's the strategy behind journalism or progressivism? This question may rest at the crux of the matter of representation, of speaking for that and those that the system does not reward. We've not thought enough about that, obviously. That the folks we hear on the radio are the ones with the jobs and with the reward and the strokes, and they're, you know, they're flying high because they got their voice out there. And it creates this illusion that everything is fine and well with the world. That the system works, because here these folks are identifying the thoughts we need to be thinking. And yet the thoughts that we in our individual box, often it doesn't even rise to the level of thought. As I love that story, I've mentioned it before, from Studs Terkel, when he would do these interviews with folks at their kitchen tables. And he tells this story of one woman who he recorded. And he played it back for her. And she said, "I didn't know I thought that." You know, until we make it okay to think certain thoughts, then the anger emerges in unhelpful ways. The legitimate, righteous anger at not being allowed to live our gifts, to live our nature, to have good fellowship, to not even be told that that's what you, there's a good reason why you're not happy. This doesn't work for us. This selfishness, this constant lies, this not knowing who anybody is, that's not what we are supposed to have as humans. It's just not.